He's heating up! He's on fire! Pulls up, three-pointer. Bang! Bang! It's good! Wins the game at the buzzer!
What's good, Crypto Ballers? Money1834 here, checking in on February 11th. Friday. This is episode number 125 of the show. Thank you all for tuning in. Today we have to talk about NFL all day as we were so close with our Pro Bowl pack predictions. Technically, we're getting a Pro Bowl pack, but the moments are not from the Pro Bowl. If that doesn't make sense, don't worry about it. We're going to get into all that. Cue the music. Let's get right into it.
Just hit a button, Morty. Give me a beat.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've just entered into the realm of the Crypto Ballers, where we cover everything NBA Top Shot, NFL All Day, UFC Strike, Panini America NFT, and we also dabble in other NFT projects as long as it's awesome and warrants discussion and fits with the theme of our podcast, which is primarily, I'd say, sports NFT related, right? We have had other NFT projects on here actually come on the podcast live and had a nice conversation with them, but it doesn't happen very often because rug pulls are a motherfucker, am I right? So we heavily vet NFTs that want to come on the podcast. That's why we don't have a lot of them, because we have very strong, solid stipulations in place. And we have some boxes that need to be checked to satisfy our liking to, you know, bring it to you guys. We don't want to just bring you guys any project and then, you know, you buy in, you invest, and then 2 weeks later, the creators are just poof, gone. So that's why we haven't had a lot of outside NFT projects on the podcast lately. We're just trying to make sure that, you know, the background checks clear out. Probably should have said check out, but that's okay. All right, so today's podcast, we're going to be talking about NFL All Day. It's a big day for the NFL All Day because we were so close to absolutely nailing our prediction at the end of our last podcast on Wednesday. And I put a call to action out there. I said, come on, guys, let's get a Pro Bowl pack. Raise your hands if you want a Pro Bowl pack. And we're getting a Pro Bowl pack, but it's not what you think. So the pack artwork says Pro Bowl right on it. Pro Bowl logo, NFL logo, Series 1, NFL All Day. It is sexy, if I do say so myself. But the moments are not from the Pro Bowl, but it's called the Pro Bowl pack. We were so close to hitting the nail right on the head. But what it is, in fact, all the players that are going to be in the set are going to be Pro Bowl players. Not Pro Bowl plays, but players from the Pro Bowl. Now, we're not going to mess around on this Friday. We're going to get right into it as we're recording this podcast a little late. So we're going to cut some time to try to get it up around the same time as it usually does on Fridays. So I apologize if some of our usual Friday shenanigans don't make it into the pod today, but we are all business on a Friday, right before the nice Super Bowl Sunday weekend. So let's get jump right to the pack details. Now, it is a little different, all right? So if you usually just, you know, kind of tune out when we talk about the pack drop details, you're going to want to turn your volume back up for this, because there is a difference between the other NFL all-day drops in this one, and it might be enough to where you say, I'm not interested in today's drop. So it will be today, Friday, February 11th at 4 p.m. Eastern. As usual, the waiting room will be opened up 1 hour prior at 3 p.m. Eastern. You'll see me in there. I will be tweeting when I'm in there at CryptoBallersTS. A nice little reminder, if you hit your notification bell, you'll see that when I join the waiting room, boom, you get a ding, you check your phone, you see that I'm in there, you can join me. There is going to be 45,000 packs available. Now, it's important to note that we've had yet another wave of users get clearance for closed beta NFL All Day. So that just means that 45,000 packs might sound like a lot if you've been in the closed beta for a while and usually you're under that mark. It is no longer a guarantee, as we learned from the previous wave. that, you know, we have a lot of users in here right now. We got over 80,000. That's not including the wave that just got in, you know, just got their invites. So we're looking at potentially 100,000+ people with closed beta access. There's 45,000 packs available. So you're going to be looking at a less than 50% shot today. So you are not guaranteed to get one of these packs. So just keep that in mind. 45K might sound like a lot. It is no longer a guarantee. All right, so here is the big change. This is the change that might turn some of you guys off, as it might just be a little too expensive now. But each pack is going to cost $59, which is up $10 from what we're accustomed to seeing. Usually it's $49. It is at $59 today. But I don't think that this is a permanent change, however. I do believe that it is because of what the contents of this pack will be. So we're going to get into that in a second. Again, there's 3 moments per pack, maximum 1 pack per user. Oh, that's just pretty standard. Here is where I think the $10 spike comes from, okay? And this is coming right from NFL All Day. Each pack will include 1 moment from an AFC Pro Bowler, 1 moment from an NFC Pro Bowler, and 1 moment from a star rookie. So that is why it is going to be a $10 bump. You're guaranteed an AFC Pro Bowler, an NFC Pro Bowler, and a star rookie. So we got some big time stuff in this pack. Now, another thing to note is that these moments are not, you know, just from the playoffs. So when you hear star rookie and you're like, all right, well, there's only a couple of them. Let's hope we can get Jamar Chase, because not a lot of rookies out there still playing. That's not how it's going to be. It's going to be moments from the regular season. All right, so let me continue to read on a little further. It says all the non-rookie Pro Bowlers moments are from week 13 to 18 and were already minted on the chain during the season, though some of the week 15 to 16 moments have been minted but won't be released to fans until now. So all the moments are coming from between week 13 and 18. I was hoping that it would even stretch further back than that, but that's the timetable we're dealing with. Now let's take a look at the pack highlights so we can get an idea of which players are going to be in it. Now the full pack list is yet to be announced at the time of recording, but we do have some pack highlights that we can go ahead and check out so you can get an idea of, you know, what the Pro Bowlers moments are going to be. And this is interesting, right? Because Mac Jones, he counts as a Pro Bowler and a star rookie. So is there like extra Mac Jones that are minted as opposed to the other guys? Not quite sure. Same thing can go for Jamar Chase. Did Jamar Chase make the Pro Bowl roster? I know he's still playing, so he wasn't there, but was he voted in? I'm not sure. Okay. Pack highlights. Jamar Chase pulling in a deep ball for his first touchdown in week 1. All right. So again, this goes to the week 13 to week 18 range for non-Pro Bowlers, so this counts as a rookie. So Jamar Chase's rookie moment will be from his first touchdown all the way back in week 1. So that'd be awesome, getting Jamar Chase's first ever touchdown. Let's continue reading on. Cooper Kupp reeling in a pass over the middle for one of his 2 touchdowns in week 15. Justin Jefferson hauling in a touchdown in the back corner of the end zone in week 15. Tom Brady breaking the completion record in week 14. Tom Brady, you gotta figure that's gonna be a good one. Tom Brady is pretty much retired. He came out and said that he was done, but I don't think he's actually said the words retired yet. Tom Brady, you never know. But getting a Tom Brady, you know, completion record moment, the year that he retired, I think that would be pretty special and pretty pricey. Aaron Donald stuffing the play and jarring the ball loose in week 13. Mac Jones connecting for his first touchdown pass in week 1. Nick Bosa corralling the quarterback and forcing a fumble in week 15. TJ Watt setting the Steelers single game sack record in week 15. So those are all the pack highlights we have for you. As you know, if you're looking for more of a player list, I'm sure it'll be released within like an hour or two. But if you're trying to figure out, just look at the Pro Bowl roster and you'll be able to, you know, pretty much figure out who's going to be in the drop and who's not. Now, as of right now, we don't know what the mint size is going to be for these Pro Bowl moments. But at the end of the day, this is going to be a star-studded pack, and you're going to get an AFC guy, an NFC guy, and a star rookie. So this pack has unbelievably high potential, especially with the marketplace coming right around the corner. They said by Super Bowl time, hopefully. Well, guess what? Super Bowl is in just a couple days. So I expect the marketplace to be open very shortly, and this would be one hell of a pack to land before the marketplace opens up. So, you know, good luck to everyone lining up for this pack today. If you are lining up, I expect to see you promptly at 3 p.m. Eastern in the waiting room. I'll be in there. I'll be tweeting from there. Will you be joining me? I certainly hope so. All right, this pack is going to be fire. I highly recommend it, and I think it's worth the $10. I think it's absolutely worth the $10 bump, by the way. I don't know if I mentioned that. The fact that you're going to get a star rookie in the pack right there makes it worth it to me. Never mind you're going to get a top-tier talented player because they win the Pro Bowl on each conference. I think this is going to be probably or arguably the best pack to date. At least it'll be fun. You know, we've been having the playoff packs, lots of Bengals stuff, you know, lots of Niners and Rams and Chiefs. So we're used to getting like the same guys kind of over and over again at this point. This is kind of like a wild card pack. You know what I mean? I did not talk about the playoff round. Like, there's just a mixed bag of a lot of players. Some players that haven't even had a moment on NFL All Day yet. So I'm all in on this drop. I really, really hope that we can pull off that crypto ball of luck. We usually get it. I think we've only missed one pack so far since we've been in closed beta. And it was like a shot to the heart. It really sucked. That's when I realized how many people are actually in closed beta at this point, and it's no longer a guarantee. And since then, we've had another wave of users come in. And this is a Pro Bowl pack with a lot of, you know, big name guys in it. So maybe the people out there that are not listening to the podcast and not following on Twitter, maybe they see Pro Bowl and they're like, you know what? The Pro Bowl game sucks. Not interested in spending an extra $10. Maybe they're not following along and maybe they don't realize what this pack actually is. If you're listening, then you're already ahead of the curve. This is going to be a pack you are going to want to invest in. But you know, not to try to scare you off, wouldn't it be something if your NFC and AFC players are both the Pro Bowl kickers on each side and the star rookie is the kicker from the Bengals? Could you imagine? I highly, highly doubt, you know, there'll be that many kickers in this drop. Could you imagine a full kicker pack? Like, that would be wild. If someone out there is listening and gets a all kicker pack, if it's even possible, then you just got an invite to join the podcast with me and we can talk about it. You can air out your feelings one-on-one. And we can just let off some steam because that would be truly legendary. All right, that's going to do it for today's episode of Crypto Ballers. Thanks again for tuning in. Make sure you're leaving your 5-star reviews. That really does help the show. It helps all the new users out there trying to figure out where to get the best content for all the Dapper Lab projects. It helps point them right to us, which is obviously good. Maybe not good. Let's try grand, wonderful, spectacular. Also, it's a big help to the podcast if you go ahead and check out Prize Picks, where you can make prop plays and you can win some big time cash. We've been on a roll over there. Our total winnings are approaching the 4K mark, which is awesome. We're going to be back at it again over there today. I'm going to share some picks with you guys that I like. I'll even leave a link in the podcast description where you can sign up and get a 100% deposit match. And the podcast gets a little kickback from it as well, which is always, you know, a nice little surprise, if you will. Plus, they have a ton of Super Bowl props. All right. Now, if you think I'm kidding, I'm just going to read them off to you and then we're going to get out of here. So these are all the categories of NFL props you can make for the Super Bowl. I'm just going to fly through them. I hope you're ready for this. So we got passing yards, rushing yards, receiving yards, receptions, fantasy score, longest play, targets, rush attempts, passing touchdowns, receiving touchdowns, touchdowns in general, pass completions, pass attempts, quarterback completion percentage, quarterback rating, field goals made, longest field goal, shortest field goal, point after attempt makes, tackles, sacks, tackle for loss, quarterback hits, first downs allowed, third down conversions allowed, fourth down conversions allowed, time of possession allowed. Yeah, you can even, you know, make a prop play on time of possession. Punts, gross punt yards, and longest grossed punt yards. That is, I got my brain is like fried after reading that list. You can come up with seriously like the strangest prop parlay pick picks like ever with all those categories. All right, that's going to do it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. I will catch you guys on Monday. Good luck with your NFL all day packs today. Also, real quick, over at NBA Top Shot, there's a lot of stress tests happening today. If you want to follow along and try to join as many as you can, I believe there's going to be two more. One of them already passed. There's going to be two more. If you want to stay up to date on it, follow us on Twitter at CryptoBallersTS. Turn the notification bell on. You'll get alerted every single time there is a stress test. All right. Have a great weekend. Good luck to the teams participating in the Super Bowl. I'll be watching it, and I want to know who you're picking. At me, CryptoBallersTS.